Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is what's left of Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues thriving and another prediction coming correct.
I'm not okay.
Thriving.
I'm not okay.
Of course, we're recording this on Friday morning.
How dare you manifest this?
What do we call this? The Dark Friday?
Yeah, Black Friday. Friday the 12th is the new Friday the 13th, some are saying.
Yeah.
I'm devastated.
We're, of course, talking about, if you haven't heard by now, I don't know what you've been doing with your life, but
I had so many people text me.
Me too. I woke up, it was just like full inbox.
Like,
Golden God Gary Turner and Teresa Nist are no more, or they're in the process of becoming no more. They never wanted to live together. Although they appeared on Good Morning America to make their formal proclamation while they were holding hands and saying they loved each other. Did you see this?
I mean, I saw just a clip of the interview, but I like a going out interview. That's fun.
Well, it had to be done.
You see the breakup posts that are coordinated, but...
Had to be done. This is contractual.
You think the show paid them? It's contractual.
Yeah. We're going to pay for your wedding. If you guys get divorced, you got to do the apology tour, period. That's definitely in the contract.
I love that. Really?
Hell yeah.
I would think they would just do it to like, I think it's a good strategy because then you're like getting back in the news. You're kind of telling it from your side and like humanizing it, and as opposed to what people would normally and probably are still doing, which is just like speculation city. I've been doing it. It's the different locations for me. She sees her grandkids every day.
Exactly.
What are you going to do without that duck face?
Yes, of course. Of course. If you're not willing to live together, I think a marriage is very hard to make work in that circumstance. Especially in this case, you met on a reality show, you're in your 70s. It's like
they're so entrenched in their locations at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they should do what Love is Blind does and make them all from the same city or area.
I mean, shit, we said that in How to Save the Bachelor. Of course, yeah. That's what they should do. I don't know. You know, you get into maybe trouble when you're doing Golden because it's like, I feel like that player pool, you have to go from outside one city.
Right.
I don't know if you could find enough players in a single city, but yeah. Certainly you could have done it in a single state or something like this.
Yeah. They need to, because I can't take much more of this heartbreak. Heartbreak feels bad in a place like this. When it's Golden.
Oh my God, how dare you? Nicole Kidman would be rolling in her grave. She's still living.
I'm devastated. I got so many texts and I still believe in love, but it's tough. It's tough.
Well, you know who else believes in love still? Patty Stanger and Nick Viall.
Oh my, I should have known.
From you walked right into it.
The sparkle in your eye. I'm slow today. Yeah.
Before we get, this is Digging Deeper, by the way, everyone. You have not tuned into the wrong show. This is Digging Deeper. We are going to get to a lot of clips, but I first just wanted to take a brief moment to say, if you're on our Patreon, then you can right now watch The Matchmaker with me in Clue's Corner, at least the first episode that came out on Thursday night of last week. It is, I don't know how to describe the show. I'm going to tell it, this is the format of the show, okay? Patty Stanger gets one person and tries to like hook them up with somebody to date. And Nick Viall gets one person and tries to hook them up with someone to date. Patty Stanger's person was Gigi from Shaws of Sunset. She has 800 and whatever thousand followers. She's a reality star. And Nick Viall's person was Justin Glaze.
What?
Yes. Who we all know is with Susie Evans.
Oh my gosh. Okay, interesting.
So this was shot before their official...
Sure, but I don't think most people will know who Justin Glaze is. He's the Glazeman. He got glazed. He's infamous for getting glazed.
I know. They had shots from his season, from Katie Thurston's season, in the show. And they kind of talked about, like, I was on Bachelorette.
Did they have to get, like, the on-air footage?
Exactly. Here, you can use this shit.
Please give us something of Justin Glaze on the Bachelorette.
But from the pilot, the format seems that it's reality stars that they're hooking up.
Okay.
I don't quite get that. I don't know if that's what it's going to be, you know, going into season, if that's just what they did for the pilot, like called in some ringers. I don't know.
Did you like that?
Yes, I did. If that's the format of the show, like they're helping reality stars date, I'm 100% in every episode. I will say this. Patty Stanger, good at what she does. Nick Viall, ...
And by what she does, you mean matchmaking or being on camera or...
Being on camera. Being a reality TV person who looks to be concerned and engaged with the people she's talking to. I'll simply say that. Nick Viall did a body language thing at one point.
He's a father, Clues. He's got babies on the mind.
Sure. He certainly didn't have making a good reality TV show on the mind.
Oh, my God. Coming after his great one this early on a Friday morning.
I'm simply saying, look, he's a great Bachelor player. The greatest, I believe. I mean, I had this concern when this show was announced. I don't know if he's a good reality star. He's very good in The Bachelor. At that game, you know what I mean? But if you take him out of that, like he was actually pretty good, I guess, on World's Toughest Test, but that was not really because of him. They put you in a situation where it's like, oh God, if you're, you know, running up a hill and puking, that's good TV. Not that he did that. Tyler Cameron did that.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the personality. That's just good TV.
Yeah. But,
His
body language and stuff when he's talking to people, he did a maneuver in this pilot. I don't even know how to describe it in terms of like closed off body language. His arms were crossed and like woven through his legs, which were also crossed. He like couldn't have been more.
He's pretzeling.
Like, fuck you. Yeah. And I think he's just nervous, like being back on camera a little bit. That's what came across to me anyway. But like I said, watch it for yourself.
Well, you know, pilots are hard.
They are. They are. I'm going to continue watching it every episode, very likely. So if you want to join me, again, that's in Clues Corner.
You know what I picture you are now? In Willy Wonka, when that little kid who has the cowboy hat, like, gets shrunk into the TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I picture you in your corners now.
Oh,
just
nice.
making content.
That's all I do these days.
It's very impressive.
Speaking of, we've got a lot of juicy clips to get to.
One last question about the Nick Viall show.
Yeah.
How many when I was the Bachelors?
Zero. But they did talk about, him and Justin Glaze did talk about a little bit, the idea that coming out of the show makes it hard to date because the people that you're dating, you don't know if they like really want to hang out with you or if they're just like Bachelor fans. They didn't say that explicitly, but that kind of conversation was had.
You don't know who's sliding into your DMs, whether they've seen you on the show or not, and you will never know.
And that, but I mean, it's like Viall is very reserved and kind of like awkward and shy almost, but he's having to like help people with their, you know, get over whatever their walls are in dating. And the Gigi from Shaws of Sunset, her whole thing was like, she is sexually like not down with anything. She doesn't want to do it. And Patty Stanger has to help her overcome that.
Like anything? Is this PTC?
A little bit. Yeah. It was about like confidence and all this stuff. But I also don't know how much of this is real. You know what I mean? She's a reality star. At any rate, there's a scene where Patty Stanger and Gigi are in this restaurant, and Gigi essentially says she doesn't perform oral sex, and Patty Stanger gets the waiter to bring her a giant carrot and is like about to put it in her mouth, and they cut away. That is the type of reality star that the show is delivering. Somebody who's willing to do anything for an entertaining clip. Viall, not so much.
Well, keep us posted. I won't be watching that, but I will be. I spent all last night watching you watch season one of Traitors, which was amazing.
Are you caught up?
No. I'm only maybe a couple episodes in. But watching Ari Leyendyke play is incredible.
Get ready. All right, let's start this pace case. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right. We got all kinds of clips today, 10 to be exact. We got 5 from Trading Secrets from April 1st. The guest was none other than Colton Underwood, your season 23 Bachelor. A lot of interesting things discussed there. We have 2 clips from Off the Vine from April 2nd with guest Peter Weber. We have got 2 clips from The Viall Files with guest Tyler Cameron from April 11th. You're not going to want to miss those. 1 clip is them discussing Tyler Cameron's penis, which is exposed during his visit to The Viall Files.
We did just give our Parasocial Player of the Week to the promo for this podcast.
And then we're going to wrap it up with a clip from Almost Famous where they are introducing Susie Evans' new podcast, Beyond the Bachelor, and she talks a little bit about what the format of that show is going to be. So let's start it off. Here we go. This first clip is, again, from Trading Secrets. That's Gore Girl Jason Tardik's podcast. He talks about the business of reality TV and influencing, et cetera, et cetera. The guest was Colton Underwood. And in this first clip, Colton discusses his casting process to get on The Bachelor. Here we go.
I walk into 16th Street Mall in Denver. There's an open casting call because I'd watched the show.
Yeah.
There's an open casting call for Bachelor.
So real quick. Who's these women? But you watch the show, who was your favorite lead?
I liked Ben.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't like
Ben? But I also like Chris Soules. I liked all, there was a bunch of good ones.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Chris is from, I know he's not, but I was thinking he's from Denver.
Yeah. There's plenty, but anyway,
you walk into it.
I walk into it and like, I like looking around. I'm like, am I supposed to be here? And like, within a second, they were like, yes, you are. And like had me in front, like I skipped all the lines. I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And they had me in front of a camera and mic'd up in a matter of like minutes. I'm sitting in the chair and they're like, talk to us. And I just like shot the shit with this dude for like 45 minutes. And then like, you know, the next thing I know, there's like emails coming in and like everything's moving forward.
Yeah.
And I'm on a plane to LA.
Wowee.
They took one look at him.
Plucked off the streets.
And they were like, you're in. Look at that guy.
I look at him just from the look. Wow.
At an open casting call. those are the types of stories that you hear, like Anna Nicole Smith was like this. She was like, I'm going to go to Hollywood and be a famous actress. And this is when she was working, I believe, at the moment at a strip club in some small town in Texas, I think. And some guy just walked in, became enamored with her, was filthy rich.
To the strip club?
Yeah. And just sponsored her entire life after that. And she came to Hollywood and just got recognized and was like, you could be a model. You know, it's stuff like that where you're like, that doesn't really happen, does it? Every once in a while it does. And it happened to Colton.
This is fascinating. And also, I feel like such an interesting experimental strategy to like go to the opposite gender casting call and just like kind of show the reaction maybe you get from the other gender who are all there, like start getting numbers, and then maybe
you never know, they keep you around, you,
get approached. I don't know, that's fascinating. But he was looking for it, right? Like he went over there.
Yeah, I mean, he talked a little bit about it. Was a very interesting whole podcast. Like all the podcasts that we have today, I would highly encourage everybody.
Wait, you read the book, right?
Yeah.
Did he talk about this in the book?
God, I can't remember. I don't think he talked explicitly about getting like plucked out of obscurity by the producers. But he definitely talked about like the effect that the show had on his life and all of that. At any rate, let's move on to our next clip. This clip finds Colton and Tardik discussing Pilot Pete's play style in The Bachelor and why he thinks that helped him in Traitors and why all Bachelor players dominate third wave games. Here we go.
You enter that house with all these guys, your competitive juices start flowing.
Oh yeah.
Not only for like love, but like then everything starts.
Everything
starts going.
It becomes Survivor.
Right. And that's something like we bonded over too, is this like, and also why I think like Pete did so well at Traitors. Like what I said, so Jordan said to me, and I'm going to get off on a side tangent here because I know you just had Pete on.
Just had Pete on, yeah.
Jordan looked at me and goes, how is Pete so good at this game? And I said, we paused it. And I was like, so here's the thing. He's playing against game players and reality shows. The Bachelor, he was playing game strategy. If I'm at least taking my position.
Yep.
And I think Pete's similar to me.
Yep.
Pete played game strategy against production.
100%.
When you have to play...
With and against them.
With and against them.
Yeah.
All these game players... Look, I love CT, love Bananas, respect their game. We would run circles around them when it comes to game strategy around a production. Because like you have so many producers trying to produce you, trying to produce the women around you to make this show that you're thinking 12 steps ahead.
Yeah.
So like the fact that like Pete did really well didn't shock me at all.
No, and I think any lead, anybody, this is what my comment was in the recap of that episode. I said, any lead or anybody from that franchise that has figured out a way to entrepreneurial do something after the show as a launch pad in this crazy world would go on any of the, like you see it, Special Forces, Bachelor wins.
Right.
Dancing with the Stars, Bachelor wins. Right. Traitors, Peter's the MVP. Like I'm telling you, there's so much. So
that
much
franchise makes beasts.
Yeah.
That franchise makes beasts.
Indeed. Literally in the case of the Sand Beast, Hannah Brown. But they nail it on the head here. It's the fact that you have to play against and with production. It teaches you how to walk this weird razor's edge where you're lying to some people, you're honest with others, and you're having to determine who is lying to you.
Negotiate. You're negotiating so many different things. It's like you're a CEO, but you're not in charge because you have your hand in so many different things. You have to like figure out the costumes and like how to not look silly, like all these different things. I love hearing this discussion and just the respect that they have for the people who have gone through the gauntlet and, you know, gotten millions of followers. It isn't that many people out of the whole pool.
Yeah. What was the million club? At one point it was about 25 people, I think. And I can't imagine it's added too many more because when we were charting that, it was like right as the pandemic was starting to happen and people started falling off in numbers. We still don't have a million level player from season 28. Will that change? Will Daisy do it? I don't know. Jen Tran, I think, probably actually has the best shot at it because she's going to get a whole season of Bachelorette. Daisy's still in the mid 800K and she's the highest count.
I think if they can do it right, but they're going to have to do some recasting. I'm so nervous about that.
I agree with you. Hopefully they'll allow some people to crash her season. But let's move on to clip number three. In this clip, Colton and Tardik discuss how they got special information from the third audience and how Colton got more clothes sent into the show for himself. Here we go.
You and I strategized, speaking of that, to get one of the producers, I think it was Bill at the time, and we're like, listen, talk to us. Like, what do we, and he goes, you two, you're fine. You know, remember that?
Like, he looked at us like, look at you two. Yeah. You're good. He goes,
you're good. We're like, we are? And you're like, you're good. And it was from that point on, I was like, all right, Colton is going to be the guy. We bonded, but also I'm like, you are super smart. And I was like, I got to follow your lead. Then I started to see all this stuff. Like, I'll never forget this as long as I live. Like week two, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you had a bag from one of your stylists sent to the house. Bro, I had like American Eagle shirts and cap shirts. And I'm like, this guy is a stylist.
I styled the entire
I wore everything you had, even though it was like four sizes too big. My one-on-one date, literally that jacket, by the way, I still have it. It was from your stylist.
At one rose ceremony, I looked at him. I was like, if I go home, there's seven of my suits right now that I'm not getting back.
I was just talking about this. I was like, you have to negotiate the costumes. And he is just proving once again how he's just a beast.
And what they were talking about in the beginning part of that, where they were getting special information from Bill Dixon, the producer, it was on a night where neither of them had talked to the Bachelorette. And Bill Dixon came over and was like, don't worry about it. You're good. So if you are favored by, look, this is a different era. I don't know if the show is like this now.
And do they say that to everyone?
That too, who the hell knows? Maybe they lie to people, but it doesn't seem like it. That seemed real to me. Like he was like, you guys are going to be good. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We've got deep run for you planned.
We had 10 people have a heart attack at a local mall when you walked in.
But that Colton could also like just have shit sent to him. That's wild to me.
I'm not surprised by this at all because like, look at what he's been able to achieve. He's just, he's got a lot going on below the surface, you know? Wow. I'm very impressed by that. And he's styling the whole cast. That's so benevolent.
I know. How many people have Colton Underwood suits from his season? I'd have got to get my hands on one of those. God, my scream for next week, by the way.
Your closet is getting rich with Bachelor lore now.
I tried to get a piece, a garment, shall I say, from another franchise. God. And the price, it was in an auction and the price just became too much for
really?
Me. It will be my scream for sure. I lament it so bad now.
You already did a scream right before this.
The auction is over. I know. I have screams probably every 20 minutes at this point in my life.
Oh, I thought of something. You know how people say do it for the story? I had this thought this week when I was thinking about something, some sort of scream, and I was like, do it for the scream.
There you go. I felt that way when I was buying the hand weights from Blake Ellerby. I was like, am I really going to go into this guy's fucking backyard and haul 2 30-pound weights out of here and walk down the street? By the way, I had to park like 2 blocks away. So I literally just pick up 2 30-pound dumbbells and I'm just marching down the street in Blake Ellerby's neighborhood with 2 30-pound dumbbells.
I like that you released this detail 2 years later. No, 4 years later. Yeah, oh, God.
The story. You haven't heard every detail about the Blake Ellerby hand weight purchase at the beginning of the pandemic. You haven't heard everything. I still got tea on that.
And for that, you're going to have to go behind the paywall.
That's right. Oh, my God. Okay, let's move on here. This is going to be our fourth clip from this same podcast. In this clip, Colton and Tardik discuss how they used elliptical machines to get messages to their families without their captors knowing. God. This is wild. You're not going to want to miss this. If you want to hear that clip and every other clip and all of our Digging Deepers and get all of our episodes ad-free and join us at Clues Corner for Traders, for Matchmaker, join us in Pace Case Palapa for Vanderpump.
Vanderpump and One Day the Valley.
Also, get on our Discord. You can fire off your own screams to us at your leisure. What else do we have in there? Back catalog, all kinds of stuff popping off.
I mean, everything you could imagine. The Clues Corners, I mean, I can't keep up with them. I was watching all of Trader Season 1 last night. How am I going to get to Patty Stanger?
You'll get there. Stenger's only coming out once a week. Traders, I'm just plowing through.
I don't know how you're doing it. It's incredible. That's at patreon.com/Game of Roses.
It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit. You want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit. Everyone who wants to come in, it's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit. Everyone who wants to come in, it's the pit.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in... Three body problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.